What's going on, everyone? I want to welcome you back to another episode of Focusing on the Soul of the Entrepreneur. I am your host, Ralph Walker. And today, I'm excited about what I'm getting ready to talk about for multiple reasons. One, I've been studying this particular scripture I'm going to give you that's pertaining to business. Or what I would say is pertaining to business. And the reason why is because I believe that God has given me some things, some script. The way I see scripture a lot is about business and a different outlook on how to do business with godly principles. And I am developing a whole nother level of compassion for people and understanding for people through the text, actually, that I believe is going to really help transform and reshape the way that we do things in the way we handle our business and in our personal lives. You know, we always say that business is not personal, and it isn't personal, but the way we handle business is also a way we handle our personal lives. And this is giving me so much, is creating so much transparency and also just another way of looking at things and also how I look at people in a more compassionate way that I believe is what God wants us to do anyway. He has a ton of compassion for us. And hence the reason why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, man, was because of the compassion and the love that he had for us. And so who would I be if I didn't extend the same grace when it came to the things that I read? And one of those things is because it's not that I know last week I had to re-record an episode. I'm doing it. This is my second time recording this again, because again, taking more time to read it, talk about it out loud, you start discovering more and more things. And I believe that when we're reading, we shouldn't necessarily be reading about other people, but we should be reading about ourselves and how we handle ourselves through certain scriptures. And this first scripture that I'm going to talk about is James 4:2, and it's so deeply embedded in me that I literally only have three things on my notes, and I just have a scripture that I believe is going to be give you a different way of looking at this total picture. I know you've heard this. You have not because you asked not, and the way that that's presented, it's the crazy part that is literally presented kind of selfishly, making it seem like it's literally all about you and what you want and that whole thing. You have not because you asked. Like you didn't take the next step and you didn't do this and you didn't do that. Well, the truth of the matter is that scripture has everything to do to do without being selfish, if I said that right. Like, this has nothing to do with you directly about your desires and what you want and what you're asking for and what you're not getting for what you're not asking for. It's actually trying to teach us how to properly communicate. It's actually teaching us who we should communicate with and how we should handle people and how we should handle our business. And how we should be as people as a whole. And I know certain things start selfishly and it starts from this own personal desires. Like if I could do this, then I could do this and I could do that. But this scripture tells you to get rid of it. It tells you to actually get rid of your own selfish desires that will cause you to quarrel and fight with yourself. Let me read the scripture to you. It says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask, and you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. Now, when I was reading that, I was like, man, could this be a marketing issue? Could this be a, you but it's so past you. In a way it is, but it's so past you that this thing is about get outside of your own desires. Get, even when you're creating your business, get outside of what you want the end result to be, far as what you financially gain from you doing your business. The thing is this, we're in business already. So the end result of business is obviously getting paid. Like, we know that's happening. But what happens is, and why a lot of businesses aren't so successful, is because of the selfish desires and how you even handle your business in the first place. I think if we started to really develop this idea about our business when it comes to our level of service, it actually, this scripture actually talks about get out of yourself for a second. Get out of yourself. The first part, it says, what causes quarrels and fights among you? And I think from a personal standpoint in just life, we're fighting within ourselves because it's a place of distrust from exactly how God wants to do it versus how we wanted to do it. And it's not because we just like, oh, God telling us wrong and da, 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 da. No, it's because the world shows us one way. And not only shows us this way, but we have a successful way of doing it. And then what happens is the world does it and then says, thank God for it. As if God had something to do with that. And you're like, thank God. It's like OJ. Never mind. I ain't even going to go there, but you know what I'm saying. And him getting off and saying, man, thank God. Man, never mind. But the idea is that the compassion I have with it is that there's a place of lostness inside of this text. There's a place where you don't really know how to choose this path when you really don't see many options or real tangible results from it. And that's why that's why your relationship with God is a faith journey, because it's the belief that, man, if I go this route, the route that you're actually putting out in front of me, that if I take this path, that is going to lead me down a path where I'm really supposed to be, versus this path where I see people doing this one thing and they're becoming successful at it. So I'm battling with myself. Do I go this way or do I go that way? And I get it. I 1,000% understand it. And this is the thing. You can get to a certain place without using God. I would not say that there's plenty of people who became successful within their own right without using God. There's plenty of people who said, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. As a matter of fact, I was looking at this guy on Instagram, and older gentleman, and he's running back and forth inside his garage when he got like 6 supercars inside his garage, and he's running back and forth. And somebody has said to him, do you believe in God? And he says, I believe in myself and I believe in what myself can do. Did he make it to where he made it to? Absolutely. Did he do it without God? Absolutely. Because he said it, that he believes in himself and himself only. So this ain't no, I'm tricking you into believing that the only way to where you want to be in life is through this way. What I do want to get you to understand, if you say you want to build a business and you want to build it with the correct principles, there is a level of serving that goes into this idea. And basically where it says right here is that your passions are at war within you, and your desire, you desire and do not have, so you murder. And so the murder spot is not necessarily, it isn't, I don't think that is necessarily talking about murdering someone per se. But what it is trying to convey is how far someone's willing to go to get where they want to be at. And God is just basically like, dude, these are some simple principles to follow within business. If you create your business with the idea of just being able to serve someone, and you keeping that at the forefront, that this is based off of me serving someone. How do I want to serve them? And how do I want them to feel? How do I want them to be treated? How do, if I created this atmosphere, what standards am I going to continue to hold throughout my business, so that the people that come and spend their money with me, they will automatically feel the godly presence. You may not know exactly what it is. I'm not saying that somebody should come in your business and be like, oh my God, I feel the spirit of God in here. No, I'm not saying that. But they should feel something different when they come in. They should feel good when they come in, and they should feel great when they're dealing with your employees. They should feel good with the level of customer service. Those are all godly principles. For example, Chick-fil-A. Everyone loves Chick-fil-A, and we all know their slogan of what they say, my pleasure. And because of the level of customer service that comes along with the idea that I'm teaching these people to serve. And a lot of people don't like McDonald's because every time somebody go to McDonald's, somebody's there with an attitude. They're not teaching them the level of customer service that we garner ourselves to. So the same, if you had to choose between going to Chick-fil-A and going to McDonald's, 9 times out of 10, you're choosing Chick-fil-A just off the fact that the level of service and the level of care that you're going to receive when you get there. And so there's I'm going to give you an example of a business that a lot of times where I have a hard time working with these styles of businesses, because a lot of times it's streaming from a selfish place. It doesn't have a person in mind when they're developing it, which is a clothing line. So first off, a lot of times these aren't clothing lines, these are apparel lines. A clothing line is where you're actually researching fabrics. You're looking at different cuts of your product, and you're actually going through the process of developing designs, not graphic designs, but actually designs of the actual clothing. That's a clothing line. What 9 times out of 10 what people are developing are apparel lines. Let's just be frank. And what happens is they literally just create an apparel line and put a graphic on it and a logo on it and say, come buy my $60 Hanes sweatshirt. How unfair is that? That you went and put a cheap branded fabric and then want to charge me extra just to support you when you haven't even put all your effort into making sure that you had me in mind. You have to be in the place of actually serving what and how you would want someone to engage within your business. This scripture this scripture is literally about having the right attitude when it comes to serving and get out of your own selfish desires. It's so easy. A lot of times we just don't know any better. Basically what it's saying is that once you get out of your selfish desires and create something that's for the serving of other people, when you ask, I'm going to say yes. Because of your idea and your willingness to want to put people first when it comes to what you want to offer. So when it says you ask and do not receive, well, first it says you do not have because you do not ask. And then you ask and do not receive. So you created a product and then ask and don't receive anything back because of the way your offering was horrible. You're not getting the packages are still sitting in the garage somewhere. It's it's not creating an environment that's conducive to someone actually wanting to be, to engage with what you have to offer. There's a scripture, and this is the thing, like, and I don't want to make it seem also like your desires are wrong. Your desires, there's nothing wrong with you wanting a new car. There's nothing wrong with you wanting to create a business that's going to put you and your family in a different space, right? But that's the added result of what actually you prioritize first. And that was, and that's also to let the desire go does not mean that God does not have your desires in the back of his within his will as well. Like, it's not saying that. It's just saying that selfishly, let me get rid of this and focus on this. Let me make the focus of what I'm offering be about the people and not selfishly about what I want. Because you're going to get what you want if you give people what they want. They're going to pay you, and they're going to pay you well for you offering a great experience. And if we get inside that thought process of how do I give a good experience? How do I give a good experience that this will be in benefit of someone else? Why would someone else want to be here? And if we could be in that space all the time when it comes to our businesses, we will see a definite growth. And for an example, we have a game truck called C4 Game Truck. And before the idea, of course, it was like it started off as like, man, this would be a cool idea once we get to Atlanta. My sons and I, we were been playing Call of Duty every night before we went to bed. We were playing Call of Duty every night. They got on their system, I got on my system, and we was going hard, man. It was a good time just playing with my sons, and they on their headphones, I'm on my headphones, and I'm driving by the facility where they built the game trucks at. And I was like, what if we did that when we left? And I was like, okay, let me research how well it would do. If this can make sense. You know, the whole idea of business is not to become a charity. We're in business to make money. But If we're gonna do it, let's do it right. Let's actually create something that's past what's already being offered already. So right there, our thought process is already in front of about people as it already. We didn't just say, well, let's just go and get us a truck. Let's put some TVs up. Let's put a phone number in a. And this and that, and let's just start charging people. That's not what we did. We took our time. We literally sat with the idea and started developing what I would call the entrance of a customer. How would a customer feel when they came into this business? What is the feeling I want you to get just off of just being on the website that'll make you feel comfortable enough just to want to do business with us? What is it that the target audience who we're looking at and we're going at them, who we choosing to serve, the people that we're choosing to serve, how do they speak? How do they want to engage? What environment can we create just off of the digital space that would make it comfortable enough to where they felt good enough to want to give us an opportunity? Those are the things when we look at the pictures on there. What do we want the person to feel when they actually get inside here? How do we want to speak to them? What do parents want to hear? What do they need to feel comfortable when we're talking to somebody who we're saying the target audience needs to be making around $80,000 to $100,000 for them to comfortably be able to afford what we're offering and all the other things that we may want to add on? What do we do to serve them in the way that they feel comfortable? It's just scripture. When you get to that place of being able to develop things like that, and you look at things like that, the scripture says is your gift will make room for you and put you before men. And it's a proverb, and it's the same thing of just like, man, don't worry about the money. The money's going to come. The money is going to come. Worry about what you're offering. Make that a focal point of your business. Worry about how you treat your children. Worry about how you treat your spouse. Make your business the customer service level of how you serve the people around you. Make that your business, and you will see a difference. So this is a scripture, and one of my favorite scriptures. It goes to King Solomon, and it's a story about when God made him king, and he felt inadequate, which is a whole nother story and a whole nother lesson within that, that he felt inadequate, that he felt like he wasn't good enough for the job. And because he felt like that, he was so humble about what he felt. God came to him in a dream and said, "Hey, what is it that I can do for you?" And this man says, "Hey, I don't feel like I can really handle the position you've given me. Just to be honest, I felt like you should have gave it to my dad, but you gave it to me." His dad was David. And he felt like he was just a child. And he said, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be in this position. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm the one for this job, man. Like, I'm pretty sure there's somebody else, my dad, that you could put in this position. God said, "No, I chose you." And so then he says, "Well, listen, since you ask what I want, I would like if you could just give me wisdom and understanding how to govern your people." And God was so thrown back by this idea that you're king, that you didn't ask to kill off your enemies. You didn't ask that I lengthen your life to be longer. He was giving him, writing him a blank check. He didn't say, you didn't ask for riches. You didn't ask to be famous. He said, "Man, because of you asking for wisdom." And not the crazy part about that, his prayer, it's saying in the Bible that it was a prayer for wisdom, but it was actually a prayer for a provision. Because with provision, the idea of provision, and that's what I'm going to be pushing these two words, provision and focus, for the rest of this year. In every episode we're going to be talking about provision and focus. It's not going to stop. This is what it is for the rest of the year. I was given this word back in November. Actually, I was given it back in October of 2023. And then God brought it back to me in November, December of 24. And I said something on TikTok about it. And then this year just like has been totally about focus, and what I focus on will grow. And this thing with David, when he asked for this provision, God not only gave him the wisdom, but he also gave him the fame. And he also gave him the riches. Why? Because for one, it was all needed in his position. Sometimes the things that we be asking for are not necessarily needed for the position that we're in. And we don't understand that, because everything is coming from a selfish place. It's coming from our own personal desires. But if you just ask God for what you need, he's going to add more to it. It says, "Seek ye the kingdom first, and everything else shall be added." And all the stuff that you're, all the material stuff, all the money, all that, it's going to be added, because it might be necessary in the position that you're in. His fame was needed because of the position that he was in as a king. He needed notoriety. He needed that level of respect. And sometimes we want fame and just sitting in our mama's basement. I don't want to be too harsh. That's why I'm not trying. I don't want to condemn anybody. But we got to be real about our navigation and where we're at. If we can be honest about where we're at, we can know where we're trying to go, and we can visually and we can clearly see where we're trying to go if we understand where we're at. And there's so many different things that go along with that, man, that God. And so at the end of the day, God is going to add it to you if it's necessary for the position that you're in. So you're doing business. You need money. You need money. God, it's already a knowing. It's already said. It's already there. He doesn't need to be reminded of the money you need. What you need to be reminded of is the position that you're in and who you're serving, and get the wisdom of how to properly serve this group of people so that one, they can get what they need, and inherently you get what you need. But we got to remove ourselves and put ourselves in a very, very humble place of just being servants. That's the whole purpose of this. Is like, who are we here to serve? What is our business here to serve? Like, ask yourself these questions. You're going to make the money. You got a good product. You focused on creating a good product. You're going to make the money. Let's focus on how we're serving our people in the way that we're serving them, and then making sure that they get everything that they need, and not trying to shortchange somebody. Charge more. If you believe you got a good product and you feel like you need to shortchange somebody so that you can get them to pay, and no, charge more so that you can offer a better service. There was a point with when it came to websites and doing digital marketing that I had to go up my price, and it did cut off some people, but it was okay because of the fact that I knew I wasn't shortchanging you now. Because of the fact that, or I wasn't shortchanging myself, because in order for me to give you a quality product, I have to charge this set amount. That's the only way that this is going to work. And yeah, the amount of people went down, but my profits went up, and also the quality of service went drastically up, because now these people are happy with what I'm giving now. And I'm okay if you don't, because I know what it takes. I know the real cost for these things. It was somebody I had to charge $10,000 a month for because of the level of marketing that they needed for their business. And I said, hey, if you don't have the stomach for it, I get it, because it is a lot. And it's a lot of trust in me to get you what you need too. But he didn't do it, but somebody else did. And they're still my customer to this day. The thing about this too, and it's because I focus so much on the service of and the quality of service of C4 Gang Truck, that and people, and the crazy part is I was kind of pushed into it because of the amount of people that were so excited about how this company came about and how well the design was, the colors that we chose, the actual design and development of the inside of the trailer, and so much care being inside of that people thought it was a franchise. And I had no idea about thinking about doing a franchise with it. And this year, at the 1 year of being in business, we actually franchised it. And now we're offering other people an opportunity to make six figures just working on the weekends alone. And I'm offering that out now because we've developed a great product. We developed a good system. And then on top of that, I'm offering more through the franchise than what any other franchise offers. So the support, the marketing, the whole nine, the turnkey operation, it's all within the buy-in of the franchise. And so now that our new franchisee is going to South Carolina, we're super, super excited about that. One, because of the fact that we are positioning ourselves to grow, but bigger than that, we're positioning other people to grow as well. And because I was so focused on creating a good product, somebody else wanted to buy into that product. So now I don't have to really focus on the finances of anything because it's just coming. I only said one or two things about the franchise. And this person saw us at a party and they bought in the following month. Now, my job now is, my job is to create and continue to create a product that's going to make this family win. We make this family win. You don't think there's other families that's going to want to be a part of this? I'm not going crazy just about, oh, now we need to just go load up more and more and more people. Yeah, we do. But I also want to make sure that this family is good first. I want to make sure that all the operational things that they trusted me with, I don't know this family. They're in South Carolina. They wired their money over to me one day after we got done talking, just full trust in me and the vision that God has given me. So because of that honor, I'm going to do my part and not just like, oh, we won. We no. Now it's like, okay, let's continue to make this thing even better. Let's make them happy that they spent the money with us. Let's make this family happy that they invested their money with us in something, in a good product that we created, and be thankful that this was just out of the mind one day of traveling down the street to go and take my kids to summer camp and saying, hey, what if we did this? And it became this. So yes, we're offering more opportunities for people to be involved, more opportunities for families to make six figures on the weekend. And our focus is making sure that you do exactly just that. I want to just thank you guys for allowing me to rant a little bit. And understand that when we get rid of these selfish desires, when we get rid of these, it's about me and my family, it's already about your family and it's already about you. Let what you do be about someone else being better. That's what this whole podcast is about. And this whole journey of what I want to help create more and more six figure income earning people. That they can take that and earn seven figures and help their families. That's what it's about. I'm going to help my family. I'm going to do it for my kids. I'm going to do it for my wife. That's my responsibility. But I also have a responsibility to the world to help as many people as I can. And this is one of the ways that I'm trying to help people in the line of business and get them to see things from a godly principles way. And doing business with godly principles, I just know that God has just given me this thing where He says, man, I'm just literally just asking for a seat at the table of your decision making. If you just ask me for the provision, if you just ask me for the idea, the wisdom, and the guidance, I want to help guide you. I want to help structure. I am business. God is like, I am business. What I say goes. I am, but can you trust me? Can you trust me with that? And I just, can you trust God with your business? Can you trust God with the ability to make the decisions and help you make the decisions for you that's going to put you in a different trajectory? That's going to take what you're doing right now and expound on it and make it different. It's going to be better. I told God that this time around, I'm doing it your way and 100% your way. I know the things that some things in my life look crazy and those things are getting fixed. But I know I feel inadequate sometimes. I don't always feel 100% who the person for this podcast sometimes, but I know this is what you told me to do. And because of that, and because of my level of obedience, because I know that you're going to do what you're supposed to do with it. I trust you with the vision. I trust you with the fact that you're going to provide provision, which is divine guidance and divine protection around anything that I do, because I'm doing it within your will. And that my business will be a business that's developed with serving your people in mind. That it's not a selfish endeavor. We know we want to make money. We know we're going to make money. That's the whole reason why we're in business. But when I make an offer out there, I know that there's people that you've assigned already ready to go because I'm focused on the service of your people. So I, Ralph Walker, just want to thank each and every one of y'all for taking the time to want to listen to me rant and hear the things that in my thoughts, in my mind. And this is Focusing on the Soul of the Entrepreneur with Ralph Walker. Peace.